I've been thinking of getting a pet, but I don't know if I should get a cat or a dog. Are you a dog person or a cat person?
Oh, I've always had dogs, ever since I was a kid.
Dogs? Or a dog?
Well, I only have one now, but I've had as many as three at one time.
Wow. Wasn't that a lot of work?
Not really. It depends on the dog. Some dogs require a lot of attention, but if you choose the right kind of dog, they aren't that much trouble. And dogs are incredibly friendly and reliable pets. They are really loving.
What about walking them and all that? Don't they hate being cooped up in your apartment all day long? I've heard that dogs that have to stay inside all day get really nervous and easily frightened. Shouldn't they be taken outside for a walk pretty often?
That's true. It's not very nice to keep a dog inside an apartment all day, but my job is pretty flexible. I work at home some days, and on the days I go to work, I always try to come home during the day so I can walk her. When she was young, she was really playful and energetic, but now that she's older, she's a little more relaxed.
Interesting. So what kind of dog do you have?
A pit bull.
A pit bull? Aren't they really aggressive?
Only if they're trained to be that way. And I don't think animals should ever be trained that way. You don't want dogs thinking they're the boss, but they have to be treated kindly. You just have to be firm. If you do that, most dogs are pretty good-natured.
I don't know. I still think a dog might not be a good idea. For one thing, I have to travel a lot for my job. And besides, I think a dog might be too noisy, and my neighbors might not like it. In my building, all pets have to be approved first.
I see what you mean. Well, it sounds like a cat might be a better idea for you. Some of them are really cute, and they're definitely quieter than dogs. But they can also be destructive.
In what way?
They sometimes scratch the furniture.
Oh, I definitely could not put up with that. I have a really expensive couch. And all that cat hair. Okay, you know, I'm starting to think that maybe I'm more of a goldfish person. They may not be affectionate and loyal, but they're definitely low maintenance.